Indeed, after seeing what was coming up over the next few years, Cars, Ratatouille, Wall-E, Iger told his chief financial officer at Disney, "Oh my God, they've got great stuff. We've got to get this deal done. It's the future of the company." He admitted that he had no faith in the movies that Disney Animation had in the works. The deal they proposed was that Disney would purchase Pixar for $7.4 billion in stock. Jobs would thus become Disney's largest shareholder, with approximately 7% of the company's stock compared to 1.7% owned by Eisner and 1% by Roy Disney. Disney Animation would be put under Pixar, with Lasseter and Catmull running the combined unit. Pixar would retain its independent identity, its studio and headquarters would remain in Emeryville, and it would even keep its own email addresses. Iger asked Jobs to bring Lasseter and Catmull to a secret meeting of the Disney board in Century City, Los Angeles, on a Sunday morning. The goal was to make them feel comfortable with what would be a radical and expensive deal. As they prepared to take the elevator from the parking garage, Lasseter said to Jobs, "If I start getting too excited or go on too long, just touch my leg." Jobs ended up having to do it once, but otherwise, Lasseter made the perfect sales pitch. "I talked about how we make films, what our philosophies are, the honesty we have with each other, and how we nurture the creative talent," he recalled. The board asked a lot of questions, and Jobs let Lasseter answer most. But Jobs did talk about how exciting it was to connect art with technology. "That's what our culture is all about, just like at Apple," he said.